This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your learning quotient. How do you do? It's Wednesday, the 6th of March. This is the DJV program where there are a lot of things, if you listen closely, you can learn about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and information. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. We're on the topic tree. What's on the top of the topic tree here, Jennifer?
Well, R. Kelly is trending, and that is because he had an explosive interview. And sometimes they say explosive interview, but he actually was, like, standing up and, like,
crying,
throwing his hands in the air. Yeah, on CBS this morning, he sat with Gayle King. And he said, I'm not a demon. He swears he didn't do this stuff. He said he's fighting for his life. This is his first interview since Surviving R. Kelly dropped. And those new allegations of sexual abuse surfaced, really fueled in large part by Michael Avenatti, who is a lawyer, who says that he has videotape of R. Kelly with a 14-year-old, someone that during their intimate time together, he acknowledged was 14 years old. He said, quote, I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and seeing things on the blogs, and I'm just tired. The lies that bothered him most, he said, included that little girls were trapped in a basement, helicopters over my house, trying to rescue someone who doesn't need to be rescued because they're not in my house. He said, lots of things wrong when it comes to women, but I apologized in those relationships. He adamantly denied breaking any laws when it came to women. He said, everybody says something bad about me. Nobody said something good. They was describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer. I'm a man. I made mistakes, but I'm not a devil.
Mm-hmm. So, is he, or is this just good PR?
He's blaming social media, saying that all of these rumors have been spread and nothing is true. And
I thought they had a good on him from years ago.
Yes, I agree. Look, I say this all the time. We need to be very careful when we're talking about these cases because a lot of times they prove themselves to not be true, but a lot of times they do. And so you really have to just let the evidence come out, and you have to let him defend himself like everybody gets to do when they get in trouble in this country, and let him use the justice system and hope that justice will prevail.
Social media has ruined that because people are addicted.
Yes, and that's what I'm going to get. Exactly right. Well, it seems that there's a lot of smoke, and there has been a lot of smoke in a lot of different cases with a lot of different people. What does really stink for people who are trying to battle for their life and their freedom is that social media does nobody any favors, because everybody, once somebody gets once one rumor comes out, then everybody's spreading it. It goes viral, and you're really consuming a lot of stuff, and you think that it's all true, but you don't really do the due diligence to see if it really is or not. And so in that respect, as much as I hope he's telling the truth, but I do agree with him on that one point, that social media makes it very hard to defend yourself when you're one person against what seems like the world.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's very hard to defend yourself against, I know Kara and I have talked about this off the air, everyone takes documentaries now as gospel.
Yeah.
So if you watch a documentary, it's as if that's
Michael Jackson thing.
Judge, jury, executioner. There are a lot of wonderful documentaries about true crimes that have unearthed who the real killer is and have helped solve cold cases and things like that. And that's wonderful. But when you get into sort of like he said, she said, like Surviving R. Kelly or Finding Neverland, people watch that, and then there's no objectiveness anymore. It's just, or objectivity. It's just, that's it. This is what it is, and they're guilty. Michael Jackson's songs have been pulled from so many stations now. R. Kelly went through the same thing. If it turns out that they didn't do anything, then look at the damage that's being done.
Well, how are you going to prove that now with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, right.
You can't with him. So what
but
do
R. Kelly,
do?
They say they're videotapes. So Michael Avenatti has said this before. So if there are
where
videotapes.
Are they? Produce them.
Right. Produce them.
Yep. Let's see them. So I'm listening to this, and I use the reference of the topic tree, and I'm preparing for a participatory involvement in a seminar. Jennifer and I are both involved this weekend, or at the end of the week, tomorrow and Friday, in a talk radio seminar being held in Los Angeles. She and her partner, who are on the local station in L.A., are part of a panel. And so I'm looking at some of the things that I'm going to be talking about, and some of the I've been asked to talk about the rules. How do you do a good radio program? Because I've been doing it for a while, and apparently somebody thinks that I know what I'm doing. From time to time, not to listen to Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, do I know anything, but maybe a few other people think that I know what I'm doing. But I got a kind of kick out of how this was all set up. Talk about whether your program, whether you're prepared, whether you're over-prepared or under-prepared. The over-prepared shows script things out. Like some of the people on, some of the time, in circumstances you are, Jennifer. They write everything out because they think they have to be prepared by writing things out. I don't know that I think that's the way to do it, because if you write everything out, you can tell by listening to somebody most of the time that they have written it out. Like a lot of the jocks, this doesn't apply to talk. Well, sometimes it applies to talk, but if you are listening to a jock, the old disc jockey, the term disc jockey, but jocks, there are a few decent ones around, not many anymore. But they, you can tell if they have either been told what to say or how they say it, because it sounds like they're doing it from rote. It sounds mechanical. And I think we can do that also. One of the things that kills spontaneity on these programs, a lot of the talk shows anyway, is, and I'm going to talk with Michael Harrison on the Countdown about that this weekend, the way that we all go about doing this, whether we're over-prepared or under-prepared, we do a certain, we kind of, this program, the script that I was given, focusing on underprepared shows where we come up with something and then wing it. That usually ends up in a train wreck, so says this person. I don't agree with that at all. It depends on how you pick and choose the people that you have on the air. If you leave it to the audience, yes. If you're taking a lot of phone calls, and frankly, the callers are not as good. That's why I kind of stopped. I'd rather listen to Jennifer and Victoria and Karen, so does the audience, because the audience for this program, station by station, is bigger now than it ever has been. And that's because the ladies have something to say. I guess I have something to say. And if you have something to say, that's great. Share it with us on social media. But often the people who have time to call are, and I don't mean this to sound ages, but they're yeah, I know.
I'm predicting a lot of phone calls in my future. Very excited for.
I think we get the point. Let's move on.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I was sharing with the audience and also Jennifer how we are going to the guidelines for the conversations we'll have this weekend. As a group of national, well, not just national hosts, a lot of local hosts from around the country will come to this event in Los Angeles. So I'll report to you, not tomorrow, because tomorrow will be when I'm on the air there. It'll be before we start. But Friday morning, you can be sure a lot of our conversation will be about what some of these characters have to say about what it is that we do here. What is it that we do here? Well, we talk a lot about issues, and once in a while, there's a really good commercial, like the ones we've been doing the last couple of weeks to bring you up to date on how to get a better night's rest, more sleep in your future. Well, that can be the case if you're using a lot of the products that I talk about. People say over and over again that, yes, this does, you know, there's a lot of independent research that goes on for many of these companies. And with as much promotion as MyPillow has gotten in the last 4 or 5 years, they've grown to a, not a huge company, but a nice national presence. They've sold tens of millions of their pillows, and now they're in the mattress business, mattress toppers as well. And they're all aimed at getting you to have a comfortable night's rest. If you want to sleep like a baby, go to MyPillow.com and order the MyPillow mattress topper, made up of three layers that are designed to provide much better support for you and to alleviate the pressure points that make your sleeping just miserable. Also helps you to control body temperature during the night as well. So you can wake up the next morning feeling fabuloso. Get your mattress topper today, special deal using the DJV code. You go to MyPillow.com, order the mattress topper. You get 30% off that right off the top, plus the folks there, Mike Lindell and his staff, will send you two free standard MyPillows with your order. But you got to use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So let's get a better night's rest, all of us, with MyPillow. The MyPillows, the MyPillow toppers, mattresses, etc., available at fabulous prices. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug Steffen with the ladies on the DJV program. Somebody, I was just talking about this event that Jennifer and I are attending in Los Angeles, Talk Show Boot Camp, it's called. And one of the things I was asked to describe in a sentence, what I did on the air, or what we did on the air, or what the program was about. And I said it's about giving useful, important information to the audience, ... most of the time. So, and it's reflective stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be every single thing that's going on right that minute in our world, but things that we are exposed to. Like one of the ladies that I have, one of the things that I do is a podcast called Your Hidden Power, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And in that program, in the context of the program, we talk about lots of different things collectively that are good for you that you may or may not know you can do. And so I had a lady on a number of, I don't know, a couple of years ago named Jennifer James, who wrote a book called Success is the Quality of Your Journey. And I was reading the book, which I really think I would recommend it. Success is the Quality of Your Journey. She writes, each of us seeks peace of mind in our lives, but we sometimes fear that it means giving up excitement and ecstasy. Peace sounds like contentment, which sounds like settling, letting the fire go out. Actually, she writes, peace of mind allows you to go more deeply into the world and consequently to experience more excitement and ecstasy. The fire burns brighter, fueled by awareness instead of anxiety. I think that's fabulous, don't you? The fire burns fueled by awareness, not anxiety. Fear-based thinking. Please try to live without it. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and baby, you know it's obvious.
23 and change at the hour in the DJV program. Time for us to spend a little time with some good music. And the Jonas Brothers are involved in a comeback. A lot of people think this is really good music, and it's involving actually more than just a new single. The band, which recently released its first new music in about 6 years, song is called Sucker. They also have a new documentary film coming to Amazon. So my prize, is it Sucker like in Sucker?
Or I'm is a the sucker story? For you. It's
I'm
sweet.
I'm a sucker for you. Sweet. All right. You got, is that what's playing in the background here?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Crank it up. Let's see how sweet it is.
I can't remember all of the nights that don't remember around me. I've been dancing in the cars and stumbling.
Which of the brothers is,
follow you through the dark, you get enough.
Which of the brothers is the lead singer?
I think Nick and Joe.
Yeah.
They share.
Nick and Joe.
This is Joe, the higher pitch. This is Nick.
Okay. And what does Kevin do for the band?
He does harmonies, and I think he plays guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so anyway, this documentary, which Amazon Studios describes as a personal behind-the-scenes look at the brothers as they are reuniting for their upcoming tour, promises to give you an intimate look into the lives of the three boys. Our fans, quote, are the best in the world, so they say, and have shared in our journey as the Jonas Brothers. And Nick's the one that married, what's her face, from...
Priyanka Chopra.
Joe?
Yep.
Yeah,
she's
right.
In.
Okay.
No, yeah, Joe is engaged.
She and the...
Kevin's married, and so all three of the wives are in the video.
In the video, okay.
Yeah.
In releasing the documentary, we wanted to make sure we partnered with an innovative platform like Amazon that could reach our fans around the world. So, from 2013 when they broke up to today, I guess they had a lot of creative problems among the three of them. Is that right? Do they get along okay now? How are they getting along?
They seem to be good now. I think at the time, you know, they were just kind of wanting to go in different... I interviewed Nick at the time that they broke up, and they just wanted to go in different directions. He started playing... Nick started playing with Prince's old band, the New Power Generation. Joe Jonas started DNCE, and so, like, that was his pop band. So they just kind of... The only one who was sort of left behind was Kevin, because he can't sing, so he doesn't...
Yeah.
He did real estate development in New Jersey.
Really? Yeah, so they brought him along.
He started flipping houses.
Good for him. By the way, a premiere date for the documentary will be announced later on. The Jonas Brothers on Amazon. All right, so there's that combo. I wonder if they'll go to the... I wonder how much, and I'm being facetious here, how many of these connections with places like Amazon, these stars, as part of the deal, if they get a lot of money, are going to be asked to show up at a Whole Foods to sign autographs.
I wonder if that's zero next. Okay. I think that's a zero chance.
Starbucks has announced Ariana Grande is their new ambassador. New twist on a menu favorite, thanks to Ariana. Starbucks teamed up with her as its newest brand ambassador and unveiled a Grande-inspired cloud machi-chut. What is this?
Macchiato.
What is that? What is it?
It has a cloud foam, and it's got espresso and the caramel drink. Drizzle. And yeah, it's a coffee drink. Yeah.
I think they do hot chocolate with butterscotch.
You know what?
I love
the funny thing is, Starbucks has the worst hot chocolate I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I don't like
it. 7-Eleven, Dunkin' Donuts, awesome hot chocolate. But Starbucks hot chocolate is terrible.
Awful. Really? I'd have to remember that. They say in their ads, the cloud is light and airy with layers of fluffy foam, cascading espresso, vanilla-flavored syrup, and a drizzle of caramel served over ice. That sound good? Has an egg
in it,
too.
Yes, but I'm confused about the egg part. They're egg whites in the foam. Egg. That's weird.
No.
Are they cooked egg whites? I don't know. I'm confused.
All right. Well, we've done our best to not confuse you here in this half hour of the DJV program. 28 after the hour now. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. Kevin McAleland is a commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Based on the experiences of men and women on the front line, this is clearly both a border security and humanitarian crisis. The system is well beyond capacity and remains at a breaking point.
Singer R. Kelly is saying the sexual abuse allegations against him are all lies. The charges involve four women, three of whom were underage at the time of the alleged events. Kelly joined CBS this morning.
I love women. I love all women. I love everybody. But the thing is that these stories on Lifetime, they're very bogus, and they're not true. Absolutely not true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Wednesday program, March. We're in the middle of the first full week of the month of the munch. That's what I was just doing, as a matter of fact. Munching on strawberries, blueberries, some blackberries, all that yummy stuff. Now it's time for us to munch on things going on. Maybe some people in the news in a few moments. First, though, Victoria Keelan is here with an update on another very important transgression, I'm guessing. Who's doing what wrong?
Kim Jong Fatty. He is actually, it is illegal and probably punishable by death to actually call him that. And in China or in North Korea, China banned that nickname because that was a very common nickname for him. And so they banned that from all social media. So that shows you, once again, China can't be trusted, and because they're defending Kim Jong Fatty. So anyway, the reason that he is in the news is because satellite images now show that North Korea has begun rebuilding a portion of a facility that was previously used to test long-range missile engines. And this is, of course, raising potential questions about the future of our negotiations with Kim Jong Fatty. And Is this a direct result of the sort of stalemate that he and President Trump were, that's where they found themselves at in Vietnam?
Right.
Don't know if this has been going on all along, probably. I certainly have never trusted this guy. I don't really know if it's ever going to be safe for us to trust him. So he claims that he's, you know, taking these facilities apart, and we've committed, as the United States, we've committed to no longer doing those major military drills in South Korea. And so what's his commitment? Obviously, he hasn't held up his end of whatever agreements have been made so far, because it's all on the satellite images that were just released yesterday afternoon by our government, and it shows that it's technology of ballistic missiles. Experts have said for a long time that North Korea's attempts to shoot satellites into space could help them develop viable long-range ballistic missiles. China has already done that, so this is exactly what North Korea is following suit. It's just, you know, it's once again, I don't know where we can really go with
same
negotiations
government.
With this guy. It's the same thing over and over. I think he likes the press, and I know he does. He loves the press. He took a 60-hour train ride to Vietnam so that, you know, he would have his security around him, and he's too afraid to fly, and he's very paranoid, like most dictators should be. And I just don't understand why we continue to give him an audience with the most powerful person in the world. I don't agree with it. I don't get it. But that's
I don't
just
know
my
where
opinion.
You got that. I haven't had a conversation with him. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. Well, then maybe Trump's the second most powerful.
You're the most powerful. All right, so let's hit some of the other names in the news. Jennifer Garner, one of everybody's favorites. If you like sweetness and light and genuine warmth, she's the person. And those of you who go to Costco, you might be interested to know that she is sharing some things at a Costco in California anyway. She was urging customers at this Costco to take a taste of some child-friendly smoothies. She co-founded an organic baby food line a couple of years ago called Once Upon a Farm. The brand specializes in organic food for babies and youngsters. The Once Upon a Farm Instagram account posted a slideshow, a picture showing Garner hard at work wearing a red Once Upon a Farm apron, adding the customers can find the products in the refrigerated section of Costco, near yogurt. So you go to the yogurt section, you'll find this stuff. Isn't it the first time she's visited a grocery store in hopes of getting consumers to try Once Upon a Farm products? In August of last year, she stopped by a Kroger store in Cincinnati, faced a less enthusiastic crowd. One shopper she tried to entice didn't know who she was and said, "I'm really kind of busy." Anyway, listen. She says, as a mom of three and Save the Children artist, I'm an ambassador. I'm passionate about childhood nutrition, making sure we are living a healthier, happier life and on a better planet for the next generation. Once Upon a Farm helps parents keep their promise to deliver the best nourishment for their children's bodies and souls. So Jennifer Garner doing that just after the post that her former husband Ben Affleck made, basically taking a shot at himself as to how bad a father he is, and he was lucky that the mother is such a wonderful person, i.e. Jennifer Garner. So anyway, I think that I saw that it was a post of him wandering around New York with whoever his latest girlfriend is. What's her? Who is this lady that he's
with now? I think it's that woman from SNL. She's a producer for SNL.
Oh,
they
there,
were together
there.
For a yeah. while, and then right. he was hooking right. up with some playmate, and then now I guess they're back together.
Ah, I see.
He should just not be in a relationship. He's just got out of rehab yeah. for like the fifth time. He should not be in a relationship with anyone.
Jennifer's got a new boyfriend, but he's like a
he's
developer
hot.
Of buildings.
Yeah, good for her.
Hot? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good for her. She's been through a lot.
All right. Now, is it fair for me to say somebody's hot? If you say he's hot, can I say that Allison Jones Rushing is hot?
I have
yes
no idea who that is.
She was just appointed to the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal as the youngest member, 37 years old, youngest federal judge in the country, practiced law for 9 years, and now she's in line. You know, they put them on these Circuit Court of Appeals, and they can go up their chances.
You think
of,
she's hot?
Well, yeah. Well, she's
Really?
She's
okay.
I'm easy to please. Papa John's founder, John Schnatler. Is that how you pronounce his name? Schnatter?
Something
Schnatler,
like that,
Schnatter.
Yeah. I haven't heard about him in a while.
So, well, we haven't talked about him for a while because he hasn't been really out there. But now, because he was the fellow who ran, he founded Papa John's. Then he was the president, CEO, chairman of the board, And then he got into a bit of a controversy because of something that he had posted or tweeted. I don't know. But the board of directors took him down as CEO, but he stayed in the board of directors. Now he's getting booted from the board of directors. The company said it would cooperate with Mr. Schnatter to find a mutually acceptable independent director who would not be affiliated with the either Schnatter or the hedge fund investor that owns 10% of Papa John's. He owns, Schnatter, who owns 30% of the company, resigns from the board. And then they put somebody else in there. So they really just want to dust him off and get rid of him. So it would be interesting. He signed a bunch of, there were a bunch of agreements to end these lawsuits that were filed against the company last year. He claimed victory when the court ordered the board to give him internal documents that they didn't want him to have. I mean, how do you run a company and not have control of all the documents yourself? I guess would be my question. Mm. But and I don't know what I don't know enough about the guy to make a judgment. But it is when you start a company and you find the board of directors and then they throw you out. That says something about your management style or maybe just your personal style, whatever it is. But anyway, he's Gonzo from Papa John. Speaking of Gonzo, Ben Carson says he will be Gonzo after the first Trump term, whether Trump gets reelected or not. He says, I'm leaving after the end of this term. He said he will finish out the term but will not return. He is, what, how old is he, 76, 77, something like that? How old is Carson?
I don't think he's that old.
Isn't he? No.
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but he just doesn't look that old, so I don't
know. Has he done a good job? He was questioned for ethics violation after his son set up a listening tour of business associates. But
I have no idea. I really have not. He hasn't been in the news except whenever he's made a few gaffes. And so I have no idea what he's done with HUD. If HUD has gotten better or worse, I have no idea.
Same. Yeah.
No.
Speaking of gaffes, Scott Gottlieb, who has been the commissioner of the FDA, is stepping down. He's going to spend more time with his family. Of course he is. He was told to get out. That's what happens, these guys. He's been around since George W. and has a venture capital.
I thought he was new under Trump as the head of the FDA.
FDA official. He didn't run the FDA, but he was in the FDA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's, again, another one of these the circumstances where somebody who comes from the private sector rearranges things that are good for your friends and family, if you will. He did push for more regulations on e-cigarettes and vaping, that kind of stuff. He also worked to address the issue of opioid addiction. So,
it seems like a weird time for him to leave, right?
Yeah, well, I think there's something else going on. That's why I said, when anybody says they're leaving to spend more time with their family, not quite. So there are a number of people who are leaving the Canadian cabinet of Justin Trudeau. Rather interesting. The latest is the Treasury Board President Jane Pillpot said in her resignation that she can no longer support the government and its policies as it deals with political bribery. Also resigning, Jody Wilson-Raybould. She was the former Attorney General and Justice Minister. In her testimony before a parliamentary justice committee, she accused Trudeau and his office of pressuring her to offer a engineering firm in Montreal, a sweetheart deal. Is that what's going on? There are a lot of questions or concerns about that. We don't usually think about bribery and fraud and that sort of thing with regard to Canada. And Trudeau, obviously his father was there. He had a great reputation. Is this guy, how old is this guy's like the guy from France. They're both pretty young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
yeah.
Justin Trudeau is 40?
Yeah, and he's very, very popular. So this
yes,
is
he
kind
is.
Of, I'm,
yeah.
I'm surprised. I don't know that. Well, I guess so far he hasn't talked about resigning. I don't know if he's going to be forced
Some
into that.
Some people have
but,
said that he ought to
yeah.
resign, but
yeah.
he hasn't yet. All right, well, the beat goes on. Nice to know politics the same there as it is here.
yeah.
All right, 46 past the hour. Years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the things that you did do. So if you have a lot of weight that you're carrying around and you're trying to find something that actually works to jumpstart the way you're losing weight, there are a lot of people, a lot of folks on TV and on the radio who tell you to eat fish and don't eat red meat and to eat beans and hydrate and all that other stuff. Okay, so that's one approach. You can take the Weight Watchers approach, the Jenny Craig approach, the keto diet approach, or you can take my advice and my approach using Calitrin, which is actually, when it comes to my lifestyle, the thing that I want is to make sure that whatever goes into my body is organic. And that's the only product, Calitrin, that has organic components for you to lose weight the right way. The organic component mostly is built around collagen, which is natural to your body. It's 30% of the protein in your body. But you stop making it when you get, you know, not making it on your own after you're 30 or so. So as you get older, you get a little more fat, you put on a little more weight. So the way to fix the problem, this seems very logical to me. These folks that have put this formula together, been around refining it for 30 years to make it even better, have made as the main ingredient collagen. It's a protein of your body. Highest quality, a natural digestive enzyme to help you absorb the collagen, which makes it work. Then it promotes healthy lean muscle mass, pushes the fat out, and you lose the weight. And then you keep it off by staying on the program for about 6 months. That's the way to do it. And the way that the folks at Calitrin have put this together so you can have a six-month program for the price of three, you get it easily by going to toploss.com. See the special deal. Use the code DJV. I think they're running it till the end of this week. 90-day supply. You pay for it, get another 90 days free. Tell them that you were listening to the DJV program and you get the benefit. Toploss.com. Let's get the special deal. Let's get on the program. Let's lose that weight and let's feel successful and good about it. That's toploss.com, the special 50% off deal. And that comes from checking the box for DJV.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
See, now we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Now, Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's name's on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's name's on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
Can you imagine how much rehearsal it took? For those of you who do remember Abbott and Costello and Who's on First, the work that it took to be able, it's kind of like Buster Keaton in a way. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. The rehearsal that these people had to do to make it seem so easy to get through what they were doing, you agree? That it really took so much work. It was really difficult work, I believe, anyway. What do you think, Tucker?
Oh, no, Dad, and the reason we play that is Lou Costello, part of the classic comedy team of Abbott and Costello, was born on this day in 1906, passed away in 1969, I believe, of a heart attack, one of the great comedy teams of all time. They did this routine in two movies and also on the TV show and probably live many a times. And from what I read, never did it the same way twice. Always changed it up.
By the way,
Mike,
who was, which one
morning?
Was he, the skinny one or the fat one?
The little bit overweight one.
Costello was the heavy one. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Abbott and Costello movie was Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein. They used to play all their movies. They did 36 films. They used to play them 11:30 in the morning. They were 90 minutes, 11:30 to 1, WPIX Channel 11 in New York. I was raised and born in Brooklyn, so after church, I did go to church when I was a kid. So after church, I came home, and I watched Abbott and Costello every Sunday, like clockwork, at 11:30, WPIX Channel 11, and I thought they were awesome.
All right, so then as Lent got started, this is Ash Wednesday, so you gave up Abbott and Costello for Lent. Did you ever do that?
I never did.
No, all right. I'm just maybe
too important to me.
You to think about, right? All right. Is there going to be an openly gay superhero in Marvel's next movie project? What do you think? Yes or no? Speculation.
I know, you tell me. I have. What's the speculation? I guess
apparently there is. Yeah. Apparently that's what Marvel is trying to do. I don't understand why they would make a big deal out of it. Frankly, I think it's poor. I think this, you know, society is as it is. People live their lives. Why would you make a movie
I'll expand. Let's just say I have not seen Captain Marvel, right? Captain Marvel opens this Thursday night. It's right. going to make a ton of money. I don't know if she has a love interest in the movie. So if she does, I'm assuming a love interest, since she's a female, love interest will most likely be a man. So if they do where a character is gay, the love interest is going to be of the same sex, right? So it's not that they're going to make a big interest. The public in the media is going to make a big thing out of it. So it's going to basically just feed upon itself. Makes sense?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I find that people need to live and let live, and I make a big deal out of that.
Oh, I agree, 100%.
Make a point. Will Smith, rumored to be playing the father of Venus and Serena Williams in a picture about them. And here we go. The critics say he's not black enough to play the role.
Same?
Yep.
Okay. I heard something about some criticism. I didn't understand why criticism. I mean, he's 50 years old now, so he's not going to play, you know. Yeah, he's 50.
I thought he was older than that. Even.
So playing a father in a movie would probably be spot on, no?
Yeah, but I mean, why would you complain about the color of his skin as not being black enough to play their father? Come on, get lost, really.
You have anything else a little more positive?
Well, I think that is positive. I think make a difference what the color of his skin is. Who's going to worry about, is he a good actor? That would be the way I'd want to figure out whether he put him in the role or not, not the color of his skin.
Well, he's blue in his next movie because he plays Aladdin in the Disney live-action film.
Yeah. All right,
but
you're going to be upset
about him. There were even complaints about him not being blue in the Aladdin movie, so he can't win, I guess, right now.
He can't win. So, you know, this Thursday's the kickoff, really, even though it's not even spring. It's sort of the kickoff to the summer. You know, the summer season used to start Memorial Day weekend, and now it's starting in March, and the first big one is going to be Captain Marvel. And then 3 weeks later, you got Disney's live-action version of Dumbo, directed by Tim Burton. I like the trailer, and I think this is going to be a good summer at the movies. And I just reading a recent article that Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's doing a sixth Terminator film, which is going to bring back Linda Hamilton and Sarah Connor. That James Cameron, the producer, has been very hands-on with the movie, and I hope so because he's a tremendous talent. I want to see a good Terminator film.
Good Terminator film. Thank you, Chucker. Your time has been terminated, but.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.